In addition to the exit doors, there are two window exits over the wings. Each door has a detachable slide, which can be used for flotation.
But not the window exits, campers. No slides over the windows. We ditch this baby over the Atlantic and you leave through the window? You are jumping into the cold ocean in the dark.
All exits are clearly marked with an exit sign. In the event of a loss of power, white emergency lights will lead you safely and surely to the exits.
No, they won't. You won't see them. The cabin will be filled with smoke, and everyone's carry-on crap and service items will be everywhere. Good God, you're probably dangling upside down by your seatbelt.
In the event of a loss of cabin pressure, which, trust me, is very rare, the panels above your seat will open, and oxygen masks will descend.
Which is important, because when you put them over your mouth, the captain won't be distracted by your howls of "This is it! We're going down!" terror.
Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
And don't expect either of us at the front of the cabin to help you. Karen over here.
Emily points with her thumb at the older flight attendant.
We'll be shouting, "Brace, brace, brace!" And I will be sobbing into my sleeves and shitting my pants.
Now, before we take off, be sure your seat is in its upright position, your tray table is put away, and your carry-on items are properly stowed. Take a moment and review the safety information card in the seat pocket, a little light pre-flight reading. Then, sit back and enjoy your flight.
Lights come up, slightly stage righter the jump seats for two flight attendants. There's an identical uniform clutch or purse beside each seat. Between the jump seats is the intercom phone. To the right of the two seats is a traditional passenger cabin door with a big handle and a small window. Stage left is the galley, which will turn out to be fully appointed with cloth napkins, silverware, glasses, porcelain white cups for snack mix for the first class passengers, etc. In the middle is the locked door to the flight deck. Above it is an illuminated seatbelt sign.
And we're off. Where did you say you're from?
Maine. College town not far from Portland. My dad's a professor.
You ever had first class before?
I've never even had London before. This is my first overseas flight.
And you're the extra?
I'm the replacement. I came the minute the airline called.
Well, lucky me. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It's Emily, right?
Yep.
Karen sits down in the jump seat furthest stage right and starts texting on her phone. Emily is in the galley cleaning up, putting away glasses and ordering the ramekins for peanuts. She notices the other woman on her phone and approaches her.
I once had a guy tell me that was the Sharon Stone seat. Basic instinct. Creepy, right?
Karen looks at Emily like she's insane, but crosses her legs. She resumes tapping a message or email on her phone.
Shouldn't we be in airplane mode?
Karen ignores her and her phone pings. She smiles. Only then does she put her phone into her purse.
See that old dude in 2B? Any minute now, he's going to ask if he can hit the head. Sorry, you should have thought of that before we got in the car.
My mom used to say that to me.
Yeah, I used to say it to my kids.
How old are they?
My daughter's 14, going on 40. My son is 11, going on 3. I still have to tell him to pee before getting in the car.
You did put your phone in airplane mode, right?
Yeah, I did. Probably.
The wall phone attached to the flight deck chimes, and Karen answers it.
Yeah? Got it.
She hangs up the phone and joins Emily in the galley.
Everything okay?
Starboard side engine is on fire.
What?
She frantically cranes her head to look out the window in the passenger door.
That's port side, honey.
And you were kidding.
Yes, it was a joke. The starboard side engine is not on fire.
What did the captain just tell you?
We're 15th in the conga line.
That's not too bad.
Beats an engine fire.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you double-check your phone to make sure it's in airplane mode?
there are 256 people on this plane and 12 of us in the crew. That's 268 people. Do you really believe that every single one of them has put their phone in airplane mode?
I don't know, but I kind of hope so.
Karen goes to her purse, gets her phone, and dramatically swipes right for Emily to see.
There. If the plane auger's in, it's not on me.
Thank you.
Tell me something.
Go ahead.
Just how scared of flying are you?
Very. But way more when the plane is going to be over the ocean than land.
Karen joins her in the galley.
Because a plane does A-OK when it slams headfirst into a mountain?
At least you're not over the ocean. No one lives if you crash in the water.
Nah. Just think of the Miracle on the Hudson.
First of all, note that we call it the Miracle on the Hudson, not the Just Another Day on the Hudson. Second, that flight was mostly over land.
Seriously, you gonna be okay? This is a big plane and a big cabin, and we have a lot to do. If you think you might wig out, please tell me now.
I'm fine. As long as we don't ditch in the ocean.
How in the world did you wind up doing this?
A few years ago, my parents got me a series of sessions with a life coach for my birthday. The coach said I was too grounded. I thought he was just being funny because at the time, I was a barista. Grounded. Anyway, that's a thing, apparently. Being too grounded.
Okay.
And so, at his urging, I tried something completely different.
Becoming a flight attendant.
Yes. Something that would force me to address one of my biggest fears.
Karen leans forward and speaks to an audience member in the first row.
Hey, sir?
She points to the seatbelt sign above her.
The seatbelt sign is illuminated. That's not a suggestion. It's a rule. Thank you.
On cue, there is the sound of a baby starting to howl in the back of the theater. Karen looks up at the heavens for strength and, mercifully, the baby grows quiet.
I have a feeling this could be a really long flight.